You're listening to AM 1080 and FM 95.1 KYMN Radio, streaming to planet Earth on KYMNRadio.net in beautiful downtown Northfield, Minnesota. We are joined now by two dear, dear friends of mine. Very familiar, I think, to all of Northfield, Ms. Laura Myers. Hello, Laura.
Well, that's really nice. Hi. Thanks for having me.
And someone who should be familiar to all Northfielders, especially those who like to take in the live music around here, Mary Cutrafello. Good morning.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you.
It's nice to be here.
Thanks for coming down for this. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
The reason we have the both of you in today is because Mary, on the evening of Memorial Day, this coming Monday night, you are going to be playing at Laura's brewery, Imminent Brewing, for a special concert event.
Indeed.
And that's it. I'm going to start with you, Laura.
Okay.
This is kind of a different sort of a thing that Imminent's done than what Imminent has done before, isn't it?
Yes.
How so?
We have very rarely, I can't say never, but we very rarely open on Mondays to the public.
Yeah.
We sometimes do private events. But this is, Mary and I kind of got to talking about her new band, and I was like, how do we make it happened to get you all to Northfield. And I think you pitched out this date.
Yep.
And I was like, well, sure. Let's give it a go.
Yeah.
So we're having a special. We're opening specially on Monday, May 26th from like 5 to 10 p.m. Doors open at 5, people. Mm-hmm. If you come at 4:45, you'll see a look on my face that says,
you can wait for 15 minutes.
I'm really trying to keep it together and be ready for this night. And please wait 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
No, 5 o'clock, and then music starts at 6.
All right.
So,
And first will be a local bluegrass band, Tractorhead.
Yes.
And then Mary Cutrafello premieres the Northfield premiere of your brand new band, the new Javeline Supremes.
It's true.
Tell us about the new Javeline Supremes.
Well, it's an interesting thing that there was an original Javeline Supremes, which we just called the Javeline Supremes because
because
it was
perfect.
Yeah,
all right.
You didn't need to go first annual.
Right.
But this was in Texas in the 90s.
Okay.
And when I moved down there in 1991, and this was the first band that I had. It was just the Javeline Supremes. I was writing songs that we were playing, learning how to play country music, and that was. And then I started to get a little bit known, and then people did not realize that it was the Javeline Supremes was me.
Oh.
So then they kind of phased it out. But
gotcha.
I always thought it was kind of a cool name.
It's a super cool name.
Yeah. It's just evocative of the American road.
Well, yeah, for the kind of music you play too, it's a perfect a perfect name.
So,
go ahead.
So I had a whole set list of or song list of songs from that era that also kind of went away when I went in a more rock and roll direction. Mm-hmm. I had the record on Mercury, and when I had Vocal Nodes 20 years ago or so, when I recovered from that, I had a different voice that was really suited to that old country stuff.
Nice.
So I've been kind of gradually working it back in to my regular stuff. And then Dan Lowinger, who's a great guitar player, West Coast guy, Pacific Northwest guy, living in the cities for 6 or 7 years. And he and I decided to put a country band together. And I said, well, you know, I love country music. It's probably the thing I do best. But I don't want to be in another band that's doing Haggard and Jones.
Yeah.
Right?
What the hell's wrong with Haggard and Jones?
not a darn thing. But you know, there's a lot of bands doing that.
Well, right. And you get tired of playing, you know, the fight inside of me. Yeah.
Yeah, the race is on.
Yeah. You do.
I mean, insert song here.
Right.
But so Dan and I, I said, look, let's be in a country band. It'll be great. But I've got all these songs, so we don't have to do The Race Is On. We can do By the Time You Get to Dallas, I'll Be Gone. Or,
nice.
You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of that sort of thing. And he was like, well, send me some of the songs. So I did. And he's like, yeah, we can do this.
Nice.
And so that's kind of where the name comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept of it is like a Texas band, like an Austin band from the 90s.
Okay.
So, which is...
I love it.
Yeah. And I get a lot of people that have... that were there then or even have been there more recently than that. Mm-hmm. I said, man, it sounds like Texas. And I said, well, good.
How much of the music then is original?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Actually.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I would say at least half.
Cool.
And there's more that we just haven't learned yet. Yeah. I mean, eventually we will probably be just as I was down in Texas 30 years ago, be able to go pretty much all original with just some stuff thrown in for context.
That is fair.
And because we like,
right,
know, who doesn't want to yeah, play That's How I Got to Memphis.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Dan Loewinger, I feel like I know that name. And now I'm a little weird because I'm the guy that sits with my record albums and reads like all the credits and all the stuff. What's his background?
He's from, I want to say Bellingham, Washington.
Okay.
Somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
Bellingham, Washington, really?
I believe so.
That's interesting.
See, he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
you can ask him on Monday. At any rate, out in the PNW somewhere. Okay. And played in a bunch of bands out of Portland and Seattle. He's talked about touring extensively around the country, so I don't know what those bands are.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And I think it was more of an indie rock thing.
Sure. Okay.
But he's also a fantastic country player and a Western swing guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Up in the cities, he plays with Honky Tonk Jump.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which they do like Bob Wills kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're a lot of fun. He works with a lot of other folks around town. He's
okay.
He's really busy as a side. He plays with Cole Diamond, okay, with Thomas Stika.
Yep.
Other people that I'm forgetting right now, but he's a busy guy.
Right, right. And is it just the two of you, or is there a full band there?
No, there's a full band.
Okay.
The bass player is Eric Lillestahl, who's also in Honky Tonk Jump.
Mm-hmm.
And the drummer is my dear old friend, second oldest friend I have in Minnesota, Greg Schutte.
Oh, yeah. Greg Schutte's fantastic.
He is a dear friend and a phenomenal player.
It was super fun. I came up to see you at the White Squirrel,
yeah,
and Greg was there, and he was like, I was like, God, I know this guy. Where do I know him from? And afterwards, he was like, Imminent? I was like, what? Nice. How do you know about Imminent? He was like, I played there once. Like, nice. I think
he's played there more than once.
Yeah, or yeah, a couple times. So that was super fun.
Because he plays with Dave and Kevin quite a bit
Trius.
Trius and
formerly
Cave.
Known as Cave.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jazz. So he's like all over the place.
He can totally do everything from straight ahead to world music.
Yeah.
To like he composes for dance troupes. I mean, he's a lot more than you'd think when he's just back there playing country for me.
Right. Yeah, it was really neat to find that connection too. Yeah. I loved it.
So Laura, you've actually seen the new Javelin Supremes.
Yes, I have.
And tell us about the band and what it was that you just like made you want to get them down here.
Well, okay, so Mary, you've come and played at Imminent. First of all, Rich, if you didn't know, used to book our music. So shout out to Rich.
Those halcyon days.
And then you went and bought a dang radio station and quit.
But I'm you're right. I'm the guy that said, Mary, Imminent Brewing.
Imminent Brewing, Mary. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that is
so
true.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's all I did.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of a big deal to me. So
the rest is history.
So Mary, you've played at Imminent, I mean, quite a number of times.
Many times.
Yeah. So... I think I saw something that you posted somewhere on the interweb and it was like, ooh, what? You have a new band. Oh my God. And I went and checked out a video of y'all in the studio together.
Yep, yep.
And I was just like, you had me at you know, you had me at hello, like the first note. Chord. Yeah. Okay, I'm like fangirling really hard right now.
Good,
everybody.
Good.
It happens to me every time I'm in the same room.
That's how you sell tickets. It's okay. Yes.
And I'm like beat red. I'm sure. So yeah. I think next time you came down, I think that was when we talked about it, or maybe I sent you an email. I can't remember, but one of those.
Yeah, no, I remember you came to the show and
yeah,
you're like, let's make this happen.
Yeah, so once I came and saw you in person, I was like, well, I can't talk myself out of it for any reason now. It's like, nice. It doesn't matter what it costs. It doesn't matter what it takes. I will get you here. We will bump somebody. We will, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I'm being hyperbolic now, but it was like, it just felt like, I don't know, it just was magic. Like seeing you know lately you've been coming down playing with Randy Engelmeyer.
Correct.
And it's super fun with the duo. Yeah. But yeah, there's something about the whole band behind you that I feel like also lets you shine brighter than you already shine, which I don't quite know how to describe it, but it's like you're so luminous that you need more behind you.
I would actually agree with that, because I've seen you play with one other person. I've seen you play solo. I've seen you play with a band. Your style lends itself especially well to a full band thing. Now you're great when you're solo.
Absolutely.
Right? Like you're going to play something for us right now, and
acoustic
solo. It's going to be fantastic. But you've got, first of all, a great big voice,
right,
that can really sit on top of that big band sound, but also you're a hell of a guitar player. And when you can just sort of take off and let the other people handle things, that's when it's Mary Kutcher fellow time. I mean, that's
it's really delightful. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's I've come to enjoy playing solo and as a duo, but the band situations that the band set up is really my home.
Yeah,
that's where I started. That's right. That's always the sound in my head.
And it's more fun to play with other people too, isn't it? Or is it? I don't know. I always thought it was, but that's just me.
No, it is. It can be harder logistically, but once we're all on stage, there's nothing like it.
It's more fun to play with other people until you get to the point where you want your band to play exactly what you want when you want them to do it, and that's when it's time to call it a day.
Yeah, because that's not really about listening, which what being in a band is about.
No, exactly. Exactly. So you've got your guitar in your hand.
I do.
What do you want to play for us?
This is, I said earlier that most of the original songs are from the 90s. And this one is from last year.
Okay.
It's called Crazy All Over Again. When you walked out on me, I was in misery. Then I learned to smile after a long, long while. Then I saw you there, Lord, I knew you didn't care. Oh, when I went crazy, crazy all over again. Crazy all over again, 'cause I still miss you. Crazy all over again, 'cause I guess that I still care. But I thought my heart was on the mend. Now I'm back around the bend and I'm crazy. Crazy all over again. But I almost went insane. But I got past the pain. Then I learned to smile after a long, long while. Then I told you around, and I heard you back in town. And I went crazy, crazy all over again. Crazy all over again, 'cause I still miss you. Crazy all over again, 'cause I guess that I still care. I thought my heart was on the mend. Now I'm back around the bend and I'm crazy. It's all over again. I was sleeping soundly for a long time. Then I saw your face just the wrong time. Crazy all over again, cause I still miss you. Crazy all over again, cause I guess that I still care. But I thought my heart was on the mend. Now I'm back around the bend and I'm crazy. Crazy all over again. Well, I said I'm crazy. Crazy all over again.
That was Mary Cutrafello with Crazy All Over Again. And Laura's just like shaking
like
in her
That was awesome.
That's fantastic. Okay, so the logistics of the show. Doors open on Monday night at
5 o'clock.
Okay, Monday the 26th at 5 o'clock. Tractor Head goes on at
6.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys will be on after Tractor Head is done. Mm-hmm. And play until 10 o'clock or so.
Right. And Nori's Cuisine is serving up grub as well. So
fantastic.
If you need a little something to eat, she's coming up with, I don't know, she's been back and forth about what she wants to do for a menu, but something special. So she is what she said.
Okay. So. Now it is a suggested $15 donation at the door.
Yes.
So bring your cash.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to wrap my head around how if I were to go see a show like this in the Twin Cities, Tractor Head's amazing. Mary, you're just a bona fide rock star with a whole new band. For $15, I don't think I could buy a beer at one of these shows. So I mean, this is a hell of a deal. I can't wait. So cool. Mary, thanks for being here. Thanks for coming down to talk to us.
You bet, Rich. Anytime.
And Laura,
thanks. Thank
you, as always.
Thanks for being the co-sponsor
of
this fabulous event.
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
By the way, folks.
KYMN
95.1.
Proud to co-sponsor this show. Absolutely. All right. Thanks, you guys. Everyone show up at Imminent on Monday night.